You know, a good place to start. Looks like the first shots today, vaccinations in Southern Illinois. Senator Dick Durbin joining us this morning. Operation Warp Speed. It looks like vaccines, I think, in Southern Illinois start getting delivered to the patient today. Senator, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm great hearing that news, because I think this is the beginning of the end. I hope that everyone listening will seriously consider being vaccinated when their turn comes. We're going to start with healthcare workers. That's where we should start, and then the most vulnerable people in nursing homes, for example, and then the list grows from there. I think maybe, Tom, they tell us that by the middle of next year, June, July, every American who wants to get vaccinated will have that opportunity. I think that really is the beginning of the end.
You know, it's one thing that happened yesterday that did surprise me. I don't know if you heard this. They had said Illinois was going to get 8 million doses. They downgraded that to 4.3 yesterday.
I'm not sure where the fault lies or what we can point to. Some say Pfizer couldn't produce as much as they promised. There's bound to be hiccups. Think about what we're undertaking. 353 million people live in this country. If half or more decide they want to get two shots, we've got to move a lot of product into the hands of professionals who can deliver it. So I'm going to withhold any criticism from anybody. It's moving, and that's an important thing.
You know, we've heard for days, closer, maybe even weeks, we're getting closer to a stimulus deal, closer. In fact, we have this appropriations bill to get us a little farther down the road while these talks continued. You think we'll see a deal today?
Well, I'll tell you something, Tom. I can think of previous conversations we've had. About 3 weeks ago, there were 10 of us, 5 Democrats and 5 Republican senators, who said, enough, we're tired of waiting. The bigs, the ones in charge, don't seem to be able to accomplish this. Let's try to do it ourselves. We spent 3 weeks on the telephone, Zoom calls and constant telephone contact, even on Thanksgiving Day. And we put together a work product that we announced on Tuesday. And we said, here it is, and this is a bipartisan agreement with House members involved in it, I might add, and we want you to move on it. And darned if it didn't work. The leader said, okay, let's sit down. This is where we're going to start. And they're negotiating it now with the White House. Our goal is to get it done and signed by tomorrow. Why is it important? On December 26th, the day after Christmas, 12 million Americans will see their unemployment drop. States and localities won't be able to hold CARES Act funds that they don't spend this year. I mean, a lot of things are necessary to be done before the end of the year, and this can do it.
You know, you actually have to listen to the Senator very closely, because there's some important items to unpack here. I was talking with Illinois Municipal League Executive Director Brad Cole on Tuesday, saying the first checks have just gone out from the cure money, and saying he was hoping that that window would be extended for that money. I mean, they've been waiting since March 27th. The first checks have just now arrived. You and I have talked about this.
Over and over. I know Brad, and I respect him, and part of the problem was we had to pass a law. But that goes way back in the springtime. That's long past. I'll tell you what I'm disappointed in. We did not reach an agreement, the 10 of us, Democrats and Republicans, on state and local payments. I desperately want that to happen for our state and for a lot of municipalities, large and small. We couldn't reach an agreement. There's opposition on the other side. I'm not going to point a finger blame. We couldn't include it in this package that we're putting together. I haven't given up on it. After the first of the year, we'll be back in town here, and I want to get to work on that right away.
You know, my understanding is that the idea to place stipulations on the cure money, CARES money, to help state local governments, that you can use the money as long as you don't, for instance, pay off your pension debt, to make more stipulations on how the money can be, well, not spent, as the case may be, and then opening the window and trying to fix some of these things on the second round. True?
Yes, it is true. And let me make it clear. From day one, this governor has said, and I've repeated it, we're not asking for any money for our pension problem. We need money, but we're not asking for anything from the federal government for that. We're trying to focus this on COVID-related losses, losses in revenue, expenses that we incurred because of it. We have about $82 billion going nationwide to schools, and a lot of schools had to spend extra money and continue to because of it. But when it comes down to it, no pension relief.
What about individual money? Now, I'm hearing the term 700, but this morning earlier, I heard maybe closer to six.
Well, it changes by the day, and I support it. I think the president supports it. I think a lot of families need this help. You know, half of American families have no savings, $400 or less, which can't get you through a trip to the doctor or auto repair. So giving folks a helping hand at this point, I think, makes sense.
All right, now here's another item. And, you know, we have spent billions of dollars to try to stop hacking. You've had some very bold comments yesterday about your opinion of this hack on the Treasury and the Commerce Department that we learned about early this week.
Let me tell you, the Russians are at it constantly. They are irrepressible. No matter what we do, they manage to bust through it. And months ago, they broke into some of the most sensitive files and information in America. This is a virtual invasion of our country. And we've got to call it for what it is. It isn't just an irritation. What they're doing is trying to discover secrets that we believe give us an advantage to keep America safe. And if they can discover those secrets and compromise them, they're going to. I hope this president, Joe Biden, about to be sworn in on January 20th, takes a hard line against Vladimir Putin and tells him enough is enough. We've put up with enough stuff from him and what he's done, tried to do to our elections, what he's done in terms of this kind of hacking. It's just unacceptable, and we can't buddy-buddy with this guy. We've got to be serious.
I note that Senator Ron Johnson yesterday, Homeland Security Committee meeting, pressing the issue of voting irregularities.
Well, he went overboard. He called Senator Peters of Michigan a liar, and that's a shame. The Senate's better than that, and Ron Johnson's better than that. He had a bad day. I'm just going to say that. And we got to get this election behind us. You know, the fact of the matter is the voters made their decision November 3rd. The president filed every lawsuit he could imagine and didn't do very well. The last one was this one from the Texas Attorney General's with 60% of the Republican congressmen signing on. It was a political stunt. You know how long it lasted when it hit the desk in the Supreme Court? About a half an hour. And they threw it out because it made no sense. Somebody in Texas is saying the people in Michigan shouldn't have their votes counted? That's craziness. But this has got to come to an end. We've got to reach the point where we decide we've got a president now who's leaving office and a new president coming in. Let's work together to try to make this a better country.
I got a weird question out of the left field because I've been more and more feedback about starting a law college at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. I was wondering if anybody, it just seemed like it came, I was talking to Austin Lane. He was talking about it. Has anybody spoke to you about that?
Well, they have a law school.
Oh, I mean for law enforcement. I'm sorry. I should have been more
specific. Oh, okay. No, I hadn't heard about that. I'm certainly open to the suggestion. We're going to have to involve a lot more training and sophistication for our members of law enforcement to do their job effectively, and I'd love to see it at Carbondale.
Yeah, I'm curious whether it's more of an issue. Before I let you go, you know these negotiations, what they remind me of? Henry Kissinger saying, look, Henry Kissinger, one of his favorite items and ways to look at it, look, if we can't get along on this subject, then let's, and it's unproductive, then why are we spending our time talking about it? Why don't we talk about the things that are productive, agree on those and do those, and we'll get to those other items because maybe us agreeing on these items will lead to the agreement on really contentious items. That common ground idea, the Kissinger, is that what we're seeing in D.C. right now?
Well, you're seeing it from the membership of the Senate. I just tell you, we sat down last night and had a glass of wine, the 10 senators, Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, we're pretty proud of what we did. 3 weeks of talking on the phone and putting something on the table, it's now being considered. It could become the law of the land as soon as tomorrow. And I think the membership is saying to the leaders, we're not going to have this kind of breakdown and bottleneck and obstruction going on forever. We've got to do something. The American people expect it of us.